No MLB the show. Only NFL the podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with just Mike Valverde. Mike and Walker, they're feuding again. We can't have them on the same podcast.
same podcast.
Nah. Mike's back. Walker's grandma's coming home from hospice, so coming home from temporary rehab, I mean. And so shout out her. Walker's going to spend some time with her, so Mike and I are going to hold down the fort. Mike, Marco Luciano, he's gone. We were talking about this before the recording. The Giants, they simply cannot do it.
They can't. They get a great prospect, and you know, supposed to be a fabulous hitter, and just like that, he's gone, and he's gone for nothing.
There was a Giants prospect like 15 years ago that I can't remember. It was like Hunter Bishop.
Oh, Hunter Bishop.
No, not Hunter Bishop. I take it back. It was a guy. It was years and years and years ago. It was when they traded for Carlos Beltran. So this tells you how long ago it was. And the Giants, all the Giants fans were like, no, we cannot trade this guy. This guy is our future center fielder. This is when I lived in the Bay, so it was all KNBR. They were like, we got to keep this guy. Trade one of those pitchers. Trade, like, I don't know, Zach Wheeler.
Oh, yes, the Zach Wheeler trade, yes.
And I don't even remember the name of the guy that everybody was prospect hugging. It's like, Giants hitters prospects simply do not develop.
Nope.
They simply don't. I mean, like who do they have homegrown in their infield? It's like Casey Schmidt, who is looking like he might be replaced. And Patrick Bailey, who's not a hitter. Sorry, I got hair in my mouth. It's like they have some outfielders that they've developed, but it's like, you know, guys aren't living up to their expectations in the Giants organization, and it's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy, Mike.
Yeah, well, we'll see about Bryce Eldridge. They're open to trading him, so we'll see what happens there.
The only solace is that I saw a take where it was like, there's literally no reason to drop him off of the 40-man roster at this point, unless you're adding somebody to the 40-man roster. I said, ooh, maybe it's a precursor to the Giants not needing a particular infield anymore because they're getting another particular infielder whose name rhymes with Boba Fett.
That would be nice. I'll take that. I'll take him for sure.
Yeah, I'll take Boba Fett. So, all right, let's talk football, shall we? We talk an awful lot of baseball for a football podcast.
Yeah, we do.
So last night we had what's probably already the game of the week in terms of the high points scored. I would love to see a game beat this somehow, but Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. I believe I call this one of the defense optional games of the week. It was a game where Lions pretty much controlled pretty much the whole time. It wasn't really ever super close. Like the Cowboys pulled in within a score a couple times, but the Lions were always just kind of in control. So for the Cowboys, we did say to start them all. Javonte scored. Dak Prescott had kind of a down game just because he only scored one touchdown. But if a down game is 376 and a score with 14 rushing yards, you'll take it. CeeDee Lamb had a whole ass game before he left with a concussion. You look at his line, you don't even think that he, you know, left. George Pickens struggled 5 for 37. It's because Ryan Flournoy was the man this week. 9 for 115 in a score. I don't think CeeDee Lamb misses any games from this concussion, so I don't care about Ryan Flournoy, do you?
No, not at all.
All right. And then on the Lions, I mean, there's not much to recap in this game. On the Lions side, Amon-Ra St. Brown, last minute active, 6 catches, 92 yards. So if you started him, you got 15.2 PPR points. You are happy with that. Javonte Williams, 7 for 96. He's kind of emerged lately with Dan Campbell calling the plays. And then Jahmyr Gibbs. Mike, it's the Jahmyr Gibbs game. Of course, 43 rushing yards. That's what makes it amazing. Not the 3 touchdowns. If you had to redraft running back right now, who is your RB1? You've got like Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, Devon Achan, Jahmyr Gibbs, all those guys.
I think it would probably come down to either McCaffrey or Gibbs.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor's they've kind of started stacking the box on Taylor, and it's started to take away from his billion-yard rushing games.
Yeah, exactly. And the defenses that he's facing are really good too. So, yeah, it's going to be not a great ending for Taylor as it was such in the beginning. But yeah, schedule wise, I would definitely take either CMC or Gibbs.
Yeah, and I mean it's going to be rough go for him in week 16 when the Colts lose 100-0.
I wonder who they're playing in week 16.
I wonder. So I don't really know if there's much to take from the Lions. Like Walker's question was, do we start Jared Goff? He had 309 passing yards, one touchdown. Again, it was the Jahmyr Gibbs game. Jahmyr Gibbs did it all. Like, we have to be encouraged by what Jameson Williams did, especially because he's been stacking good games lately. So I think it's moving Jahmyr Gibbs into like RB2, like high-end RB2 range, or sorry, back-end RB2 range. But that's like the only takeaway from this game for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. There's really not much else. Tesla caught another touchdown.
Yeah.
That's all he does is catch touchdowns. But yeah, outside of that, I think we covered it.
Yeah, it's like two bonkers offenses put up 74 points. Like, this is pretty, there's not a lot to talk about when it's to be expected.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's start with Sunday's games. We have four teams on bye this week. Last week of byes, we got Carolina, New England, San Francisco, and the New York Football Giants. First game of the week is going to be Seattle at Atlanta. Seattle 9-3, Atlanta 4-8. Walker pointed out on Twitter, C and ATL, the acronym for the two teams in this game. It spells Seattle, folks. We got a double weird. Seattle going. Yeah. Seattle 7.5-point road favorites, 44.5-point over under. It's clean sweep on the picks. We all pick Seattle. For the Seahawks, Derek Young and Riley Mills are out. For the Falcons, Drake London, Brandon Dorius, and DeMarco Hellams are out. David Onyemata and James Pierce are questionable. So for the Atlanta Falcons, we'll start there because it's a free space. With no Drake London, it's Bijan, it's Pitts. I'm not starting Darnell Mooney against this top flight Seattle's pass defense. Are you kind of in the same boat?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And so my question is Sam Darnold still startable? So Sam Darnold started the year off kind of hot. He was, they were the talk of the league. They were burning up the charts. They still are, but it's because of the defense. But since their bye, they've really downshifted Sam Darnold. So they've had five games since their bye, and check this out. He has thrown the ball 26 or fewer times in four of those five games. The one game where he didn't throw under 26 or fewer, it was their loss against the Rams. So they were frantically throwing the football. They have the second lowest pass rate over expected in the league, so they just run the ball like crazy. Since they're simply not throwing the ball and he doesn't run the football, he has one top 10 finish in the last five games. This is shaping up to be a blowout. Like, this is going to be an ass whooping. So with that in mind, can we start Sam Darnold this week?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, as you mentioned, he's only had three touchdowns in the last five games. And there is, you can't really throw for touchdowns when you're not throwing the ball at all.
Exactly.
So that's always rough. And then he doesn't run. So you can't really hope for points on the ground. Yeah, I'd avoid him, even though the matchup is not a bad one. I would hope to go somewhere else for him.
Yeah. Sorry, my wife is cleaning out the freezer and she showed me 4 bags of cauliflower gnocchi, which is like her favorite thing at Trader Joe's. I'm like, damn, girl, eat the gnocchi. Stop just buying it. I agree. I think, yes, obviously it was my question. So I'm going to ask Sam Darnold or Justin Herbert on Monday Night Football. Like, would you wait around for Justin Herbert and take the chance that you are streaming Trey Lance? Or would you cash in Sam Darnold?
I think I'd risk it. I think I'd risk that and go with Herbert and I think he'll play. Yeah.
Oh, she just texted me. She found one more. Jesus, girl. are we going Sam Darnold or your boy Danny Dimes with the broken leg?
I'd go Daniel Jones. Yeah.
All right. And then Dan, I'm sorry, Sam Darnold or where'd he go? Jordan Love versus Chicago.
Ooh,
I think you gotta go Love. I think you gotta go Love there.
Yeah, I like Love there.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then, you're starting JSN, obviously. I feel like Ken Walker is settling into being like a back in RB2. Like, I feel like it's the same group of, like, it's like him, Manungai, Woody Marks, DeAndre Swift, Jalen Warren. It's like the same group of guys down there. Kareem Hunt every week that you're just like back end RB2, high end RB3.
Yep. Yeah. Those wonderful, wonderful guys that, you know, drive you crazy.
Yep.
But every once in a while score a touchdown or something.
Yeah. It's like, would you rather start, Walker or Swift?
Ugh, I think I'll go with Walker.
Okay, or we'll go with Woody Marks at KC.
Yeah, I like Walker there too.
Yeah, I think you have to go Walker. Or Jalen Warren at Baltimore.
I think Walker again.
I agree. Zach Charbonnet is a touchdown dependent flex. Best of luck to you if you start him. And that's it for this game. Pretty straightforward game, honestly. It's going to be an ass whooping. That's going to be a lot of on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Seattle should take care of business pretty easily here.
Yeah. And a ton of JSN. All right. We got Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Mike Tomlin's last game in Baltimore against as a Steeler. It might be. Pittsburgh sits at 6-6. Baltimore 6-6. Ravens 6.5-point home favorites. 45.5-point over under for the Steelers. Calvin Anderson, Derek Harmon, and Kyle Duggar are out. Tavius Robinson and Ardarius Washington are out for the Ravens. This is a free space team for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to go. Aaron Rodgers is a QB2. DK Metcalf is a boom bust wide receiver 3. Walker's not here, so I'm going to say at best, I'm breaking ties away from DK Metcalf. Dude has been all bust, no boom. And then Jalen Warren, low-end RB. And then I'm going to take Kenneth Gainwell off this list. Sorry, Kenneth Gainwell. I'm taking you off this list. All right. So Mike Walker's question is, for the Ravens, are we starting Derrick Henry and that's it against this Steelers defense that I thought might have a chance to be exploitable if TJ Watt stayed hurt, because he got hurt at the end of last week, but he is playing in this one. So are we starting Derrick Henry and that's it?
And Highsmith is playing as well, I would assume.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like the only injuries they have are Derek Harmon and Kyle Duggar on the defensive side.
And we have an injured Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Who's banged up, but is going to play, apparently.
So, I think Henry, and that's it. It might not even just be Henry either. I mean, it might be nobody, which would be difficult. But, yeah, both Henry and Lamar Jackson might have bad games here.
I think that Henry will be all right, because I think they're going to try to... I think this is going to be a game where you turn around, like you check out Red Zone, and this game's in... already in the second or in the second half when every other game's just going into halftime, because this is going to be a run the snot out of the ball game on both sides, I think. So I think just by pure volume it'll be Henry. I think you can go to Mark Slamdrews as like a desperation guy, but I would rather start like Brenton Strange ahead of him. I'd rather start Juwan Johnson. I think he falls more in that Darren Waller, like tight end touchdown or bust range for Mark Andrews. But preferred, yeah, it's Derrick Henry and it's nobody else.
Yeah.
Lamar has been like banged up. Lamar Jackson is understandably not great. He could bounce back in this one. Like here, I'm looking at Fantasy Pros, and his upside is high. His bust is high. They have like ratings. So his overall is low. So it's like, yeah, he's got like, I think he's dealing with like ankle, toe, hamstring, just a whole mess of stuff. But he's off the injury report. So I don't feel great about playing him. It's just if they don't play him, it's what, Snoop Huntley again, and so they're going to take their chances with Lamar, but I don't have to.
Right, exactly. They'd rather go with the banged up Lamar than Huntley, but we're not forced to make that decision.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather start Zay Flowers or, Zay Flowers or Adonai Mitchell?
Ooh, Adonai, he had a touchdown finally.
Yeah, he had a big game last week. Everybody's getting all hyped on Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, if the dude just caught the ball, he would,
that's the problem.
Yeah. I'll go Flowers, though.
Okay, Flowers or let's go a little flex. Jordan Mason with Aaron Jones playing this week.
I think I'll go with Flowers, still.
Okay. Flowers or Ladd McConkey?
Ladd's coming on, I think, the last couple weeks. So I'll go with Ladd.
All right. Sounds good. I think that's it for this one, except for pointing out, why did Mark Andrews get a huge contract? I say a likely manager, dynasty managers, down bad.
Yeah. Especially you're hoping that he would be aging out and not getting another contract, and especially when you have Isaiah Likely right behind him, who's probably just as capable, maybe to a lesser degree, but definitely capable. And we're going to sign him. I don't know. What was, do you know what the contract, how many years?
I think it was 3 for $39 million.
Whew, okay.
Yeah, that was the same noise I made when I saw it. It was like, wow, really, we're doing this? Okay. Speaking of we're doing this, okay. Tennessee at Cleveland. Tennessee 1-11, Cleveland 3-9. Cleveland 4.5 favorites. 33.5 point over under. 33.5. If this game ends 20-17, it hits the over.
Wow.
Understandably, Walker's poop from a butt of the week. And a game where we have decided we are talking nobody. Don't start a Titan. Start Quinshon Judkins. Start Harold Fannin. There's your rundown of this game. Guys who aren't playing. Lloyd Cushenberry, Jalen Armour Davis for Tennessee. Shai Tuttle, Kendall Brooks are questionable. For the Browns, they open the practice window for Deshaun Watson. He is not playing. Neither is Brendan Bates, Jack Conklin, Wyatt Teller, or Aiden Huntington. Dylan Sampson, Isaiah McGuire, Mason Graham, Michael Hall Jr., and Devin Booker all questionable. If Dylan Sampson does not play, I really like a sicko deep league play of Jerome Ford this week. That's all I'm going to say. Sicko deep league play. But that's it. Who do we have in this one? It's clean sweep for Cleveland. And last game was a clean sweep for Baltimore. So let's move on to the next game. That was us making up ground, Mike. We got 2-8-4 teams, Indianapolis at Jacksonville. The battle for Mike's heart, the Colts versus Trevor Lawrence. Indy 1.5 point favorites, 48.5 point over under. Sauce Gardner is out in this one, Sauce Gardner is out in this one. Tyquan Lewis and Jalen Carlees are questionable. Walker Little and Andrew Wingard are out for the Jags. Parker Washington, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, and Eric Murray are questionable. Mike, your question is about Daniel Jones. Daniel Domes. Daniel Jones.
Lately, it's Daniel Domes, but
Daniel Domes, get him.
Is he startable this week?
I don't think he is. I think this leg fracture is destroying him. I talked earlier in the year about like how Daniel Jones was sneaky, not great, because of him not rushing, because that he was passing the ball and playing well, and now it's like he's not rushing. And he's throwing the ball for like 202. So it's like real QB14 numbers.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Just because he has a broken, what is it, tibia, fibula, whatever it is.
The big one. I don't know.
Tibia?
What? Shin bone.
Shin bone. What's this called?
Let's see. What bone is broken on Daniel Jones? Let's see. Fibula. Oh, it's the smaller one. Dang. It's a smaller one. I was wrong. He's wearing a 3D printed protective pad.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Printed. That's crazy. Daniel Jones. His Duke teammates made it?
Yes.
What? This is crazy. This is probably not that exciting, but I want to see what it probably just looks like, a shin guard. All right. Daniel Jones continues to talk like a weirdo. Lucky to have smart friends who are really close friends. Dog, why don't you say lucky to have smart close friends?
Right. Yeah. How hard is that?
Come on, Vanilla Vic, according to Pro Football Reference. Yeah, it's really like quarterback 14 numbers. I'm not super interested in that. He's kind of falling in that like Jared Goff, Jordan Love facilitator role instead of a guy that like makes the offense go. And that's just like, that's good for the team. It's not good for fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll probably rely a lot on Jonathan Taylor, this week. So, him being a starter is going to be tough.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor is ranked higher in Superflex than Daniel Jones this week on Fantasy Bros.
Wow. In Superflex.
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence or Daniel Jones in this game?
I think I'll go Lawrence by a nose.
Dang, that's rude, man. I know he's got a big nose, but why do you got to call it out? Daniel Jones or Tyrod Taylor?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I think so too. Daniel Jones or, let's go Superflex. Check this out. Daniel Jones or Devon Achane. Ooh. Pretend that you have Jahmyr Gibbs and Jonathan Taylor. So you have to start Devon Achane in your super.
I'd have to go Achane there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Elsewhere on the, what's it called? This team, the Colts. Tyler Warren is just like, points machine, go Burr, tight end. You just start him every week. Don't get too cute. Would you rather start Alec Pierce or Michael Pittman?
That's a tough one. I think I'll go Pittman.
Think you'll go Pittman? Consensus is Alec Pierce by 5 spots, which feels crazy to me because I would also go Pittman. Yeah, I would also go Pittman. That's very weird to me. Like, Pittman's behind DK Metcalf.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just scrolled up to double check. This is week 14.
it is. Yeah, right?
Yeah, so that's very strange to me. But I think they're both like wide receiver 2s/ high-end wide receiver 3s. That's it for the Colts. Unless you have anything to add about these receivers. Josh Downs. Josh Downs bad. He's not bad. He's just down bad.
He's just not getting the target.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of not getting the targets, Brian Thomas Jr. on the other side, BTJ killer apprehended, as the Tuesday episode said. Walker's question: can we start Jacoby Myers? Check this out. In his last 3 games, he is back to being prime Jacoby Myers. 6 targets, 5 catches, 68 yards per game, scoring 2 touchdowns in the last two games against Arizona and Tennessee, going up against the Colts. Is Jacoby Myers back to being must-start Jacoby Myers wide receiver too?
Yeah, I think so. There's usually a player that when the Colts defense usually erupts or quite a bit of points, and it's probably going to be Jacoby Myers this week.
Okay. So you're putting your chip down on Jacoby Myers, as am I. Can we bench Brian Thomas Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, this is a season that just like never got started. Like, he got hit in the preseason. He got the yips. He was short arming balls. Then he got hurt. It's just like a lost sophomore season for Jacoby Myers.
Yep. It definitely happens to a lot of good receivers where their sophomore year is not the year. And then they really bust loose again their junior year and take it away from there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm really excited to draft him in like the third or fourth round next year.
Yeah, because I'm really good value.
Yeah, I think he's going to fall to a pretty good value next year. So Travis Etienne, he's been like sneaky, not very good lately running the football. Like, we've been talking about that, but he's still producing. So Travis Etienne or DeAndre Swift?
I think I have to go Swift here.
Travis Etienne or Jalen Waddle will go super flex.
Waddle.
Okay. Bashel Tootin is a desperation flex. Brenton Strange. I feel like he's like taking the spot that I thought David Njoku was going to have in the tight end ranks. Like, he's just, since he's been back from injury, he's just spamming volume, and the Colts are a good matchup. So Brenton Strange or Juwan Johnson?
I have to go Brenton Strange here.
Brenton Strange or Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, of course. Brenton Strange or Kyle Pitts?
Strange.
I think I would go Pitts there just because I think he's going to get a good amount of all. Strange or Aronde Gadsden, who's been sneaky, not good the last few games.
Yeah, he's falling off a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll bounce back, but I'm still going to go Strange.
All right, sounds good. And then I think that's it for this team. Trevor Lawrence is in that same range that we've been talking about, high-end QB2. But I'm not super excited to start him.
He finally made it to QB12. He's a QB12 on the season right now.
I know, Mike. I don't think you were here when I brought this up with Walker. Check this out. Trevor Lawrence, since he put on his stupid-ass armband, so I think it's since over the last four games. I'm sorry, over the last five games. QB12, QB21, QB11, QB7, QB5. Mike, is it happening? It's happening, our beautiful boy.
It's happening. It is.
He's going to make us look not stupid. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Washington and Minnesota. Washington 3-9 traveling to Minneapolis to take on the Vikings, who are 4-8. Minnesota 1.5-point favorites, 42.5-point over-under. For the Commanders, George Fant, Drake Jackson are out. Noah Brown, Bobby Wagner are questionable. For the Vikings, Levi Drake Rodriguez and Theo Jackson are out. Ty Chandler, Christian Darrisaw, and Donovan Jackson are questionable. The best post I saw about this game is somebody posted, Minnesota Vikings fear that J.J. McCarthy is ready to play.
Oh, no.
but yeah, Mike, you wanted to ask about the wide receivers on the Washington side with... I forgot to mention, Jaden Daniels is back. Jaden Daniels, oh, folks, yeah. Go see if he's available in your league, in Walker's home league. In Walker's home league, where I tried to pick up Jaden Higgins, nope. Devon Vele, nope. Both already on rosters, on Walker's roster, I'd like to mention. Jaden Daniels just sitting out there on the waiver wire. So now, wow. I'm starting Jaden Daniels instead of Trevor Lawrence this week on my Jackson Dart Brock Purdy buy. So Very excited about that. Very excited. So, Mike, with that in mind, Terry McLaurin or Debo?
Yeah. Which one do you think is going to score the most fantasy points this week?
I think it's Terry McLaurin. I mean, he hasn't been playing a lot, and like he came back last week and was immediately involved. He was he scored the game or the potential go ahead touchdown twice. Like he scored it. It was called back and then they went right back to him. 14 targets last week kind of tells me all I need to know.
Wow.
Granted, it did go into OT, but that was twice as many as Debo Samuel had. Debo Samuel, they're doing the thing with him that they did him with that they did with San Francisco that crushed his fantasy value, which is they're making him do a little bit of everything. And when you do a little bit of everything, you know, you're returning kicks, you're running the ball, you're catching the ball. It kind of can diminish your fantasy value if you're not far and away amazing. So I think that it would be Terry McLaurin in this one.
Yeah, I agree. I think McLaurin is the preferred receiver, where Debo is more of a gadget kind of guy, and they have to score a touchdown at least to match up what Terry McLaurin's targets are going to be.
Yeah, right? Like Terry McLaurin and Debo could score the same amount of fantasy points, but Debo would need a touchdown to get there. And exactly. that's not what you're banking on.
No.
All right. I don't want to touch these running backs. If you had to touch one between JCM, Chris Rodriguez, or Terry McNichols, who would it be?
Oh, God. Probably Rodriguez, because I think he's starting. He gets the goal line work. So I would probably go Rodriguez over any of them.
Yeah, I would go. I'm the same way. He scored or had 80 total yards in 4 of the last 5 games. So I will go there. JCM, simply the dream never came to fruition. It was right there. Mike, I was riding high. Can we go back to week 1?
Week 1 was a good week for JCM.
Yeah. JCM, I was like, JCM's the king of football. I'm like, yes, my guy, I can take credit for him everywhere. And then now I kindly like everyone to forget about JCM. Zach Ertz, you're starting. Jaden Daniels, if you're starting him, like if you can go pick him up and start him, there are like 5 guys I would start over him.
Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he should be just fine.
Yeah, over the guys left, it's like Allen, Stafford, Hertz, Burrow. I would start over him. Maybe not even. I'd probably go Allen, Stafford, Hurts over him, honestly, and that's it. Burrow, it gets close. Maybe I think I would start Burrow over him. So yeah, he should be QB5.
Yeah, I agree. He'll be running, he'll be throwing, he'll be doing it all.
Yeah, because it's not like it was his off arm injury, so it's not like his conditioning's going to be off or his throwing's going to be weird. It was
right.
A freak elbow dislocation, and it seems to be better now. So. Alrighty, and it's a lost season, so they're not going to rush him back early, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's good to go for sure.
Okay, cool. Let's so you're starting Ertz. He's a flex, and that's it for this game. So we all have Washington winning. Let's move on to Miami and the Jets. Another game that's a free space game. Miami 5-7 travels to New York, take on the 3-9 Jets. Miami 2.5 point favorites, 42.5 point over under. Aaron Brewer, Elijah Campbell, and Ifeatu Melifonwu are questionable for the Dolphins. For the Jets, Justin Fields, Marcelino McCrary-Ball, and Jarvis Brownlee Jr. are out. Cam Jones is doubtful. Quantez Stiggers and Tony Adams are questionable. So for my, this is a free space game. So Mike, take a break. I'll just run it down. For okay. Miami, do not start Tua. Don't do it. Devon Achane is a must start player. Jalen Waddle is a wide receiver 3, and Darren Waller is a touchdown dependent flex. For the Jets, Breece Hall is a must start. And then Mike, I will ask you this: Adonai Mitchell or John Mechie in desperation?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go A.D. Mitchell. Let's see if he can continue to develop after last week.
Okay. I'm personally going John Mechie. I don't trust A.D. Mitchell.
It's hard to trust, believe me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cut back to you in the review episode in what, like week four after you dropped that touchdown. And brutal. you were gonna go through the screen to kill AD.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I'm hearing and seeing a lot of like, well, you gotta get Adonai Mitchell out there. You gotta do it. You simply must do it. He's eating up air yards. It's like, yeah, man cannot live on air yards alone. The football. That's the problem. The problem is he doesn't catch the football. But like with like the players we have on bye, like I feel like he's probably a low end wide receiver three. Like I would rather start him than Bam Knight, probably Kamani Vidal, Troy Franklin, those guys. Like you're really trying to like you're in dire straits if you're starting Adonai Mitchell this week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yes.
All right, and that'll do it. We all have the Miami Dolphins winning this one. Next one is New Orleans and Tampa Bay. New Orleans 2-10, Tampa Bay 7-5. Tampa Bay 8.5-point favorites, 43.5-point over-under. Alvin Kamara, Talisi Fuaga, and Jordan Reed are out for the Saints. Chris Olave is questionable. For the Buccaneers, there was some talk that maybe Mike Evans might be back this, but he's not. Neither is Jalen McMillan, and Rashad Wisdom is also out. Tristan Wirfs and Benjamin Morrison are questionable. Walker wants to know, Devon Vele league. We were playing with this earlier in the week, Mike. Do you know how many targets Devon Vele has had in the last two games?
No. Is it a lot?
It's 15.
In the last how many games?
Two games.
15, yeah. Targets.
In the last two games, he has 15 targets, 100 catches, 15 targets, 11 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Jeez. This week he's going up against the Buccaneers defense, which can be thrown on. But do we think that the Vele extreme upside potential this week?
If you have to definitely like the targets there. I think a lot too has to depend on Chris Olave if he's going to play. But even if he's playing, Devon Vele has been getting those targets. So I'd hate to say that any player from the Saints is a league winner.
Mike, I think you're having the correct instinct.
So I'm going to say no.
No on Devon Vele. I think so.
Yeah.
I have Tyler Shuck as a streamer this week, just because I needed a guy under 10%. That's a real sicko league desperation thing. What do we think about Devin Neal with no Al Kamara? Would you rather start Neal or Woody Marks?
Neal or who?
Woody Marks.
I like Neal without Kamara.
Okay. Neal or Christian Watson versus Chicago?
I like Christian Watson.
Yeah, me too. Neal or AJ Brown at the Chargers?
I'll go Neal.
Whoa, I'm going to go AJ Brown. I'm believing in it. I'm trusting it, Mike.
I can't trust him.
I just think the top 25% of games for AJ Brown are going to beat the top 25% from Devin Neal, like any given week. Like we run the week 10,000 times. Like AJ Brown's best games just destroy Devin Neal's best games. And if you're playing this in like, it's probably a flex decision. Like I'll go with AJ Brown in that case. You know, I don't know. Yeah. That's just my thought. Devin Neal is not bad, but he's not great either. So.
No.
Juwan Johnson is in that Brent and Strange range. Would you rather start Strange or Juwan Johnson?
Strange.
Strange or... Let's see who else is in that range. Strange or... Big Ferg play last night. Strange or Mark Slamdrews?
That's a tough one.
Oh, wait. Why am I saying Strange? I meant to say Juwan Johnson or Mark Slamdrews. Sorry, I defaulted back into Brent and Strange. Juwan Johnson or Mark Slamdrews?
I think I'll go Juwan Johnson.
Okay. All right. And then Juwan Johnson or Harold Fannin?
Juwan Johnson.
All right. Cool. And I'm realizing that we skipped talking about the Vikings last game. So that was 2 games ago. Let's run it back. Talk about the Vikings really quick. Justin Jefferson is a free space wide receiver 3. Aaron Jones is a decent flex. Don't start Jordan Mason. Don't start TJ Hawkinson. JJ McCarthy is in a stretch of 4 games where he's playing the 4 best quarterback matchups. He might go quote unquote sicko mode for the rest of the season. Sorry for missing out on talking about the Minnesota Vikings. They're such a font of discussion. All right.
Yeah, it's too bad because they got a lot of talent there.
Yeah, and it's all being brought down by JJ McCarthy.
Yep.
Who'd have thunk? The guy they didn't let throw in college shouldn't throw in the pros. Huh, how about
right.
that?
Right, exactly.
All right, so my question for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Emeka Egbuka benchable? Or, as Gronk would say, Emeka Egbubu. In his last 7 games, Emeka Egbuka is 11th. I'm sorry. In the last 5 games, he is 11th in targets with 38th, despite playing only 4 games. But in the last 7 weeks, he only has 1 top 30 game and 2 top 40 games. And the Saints are a run funnel defense, meaning big bucky game, but they allow the 13th fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. With all that in mind, is Emeka Egbuka benchable this week?
Yeah, it has not been pretty for him at all in the last 7 games. Yeah. I want to say no, just because he had such a really good start to his rookie season and he's been talented, and Mike Evans is not going to be playing again. So, but
Mike, go with your instinct here. I think you're on the right path.
Yeah, I don't think he's benchable.
Yeah, trust the process, Mike. The process. There is one guy that you might bench him. One guy, and we'll get to him. We'll get to him. He's another one of my questions. Hint, hint. I have made this move myself today. I did this. So we'll get to that later. But I agree. This question, there's not a lot to it. I just wanted to say, trust the process. Saints are a bad team. The Buccaneers are a good team. Sometimes it's that simple. Emeka Egbuka and Baker Mayfield connected earlier this year. The targets haven't fallen off. He's still out there all the time. Keep playing Emeka Egbuka in your wide receiver 3 spot. In 2 wide receiver leagues, I would say you probably want to bench him. I'd rather start Ladd McConkey over him. Probably Terry McLaurin. But I'd rather start him over Alec Pierce or Cortland Sutton, DK Metcalf. Those are the next guys in the ranks.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Are we starting Baker Mayfield this week, Mike?
I would, yes.
I agree. I think he's a top 10 guy. I'd start him over Bo Nix, Jordan Love. Of course, because as we'll see in a minute, Walker thinks that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to get the best of the Denver Broncos, which is crazy to me. That's cuckoo bananas.
Well, I should be right, too. He's usually right about these things, too.
Don't give it to him. Do not. Walker, if you're listening, I cut that out. I'm cutting that out. I like how I'm telling Walker because I'm not actually going to cut it out. It's going to stay in. Bucky Irving is a must start. Kate Otten, I think, don't start him.
No.
The idea was there, but it never came to fruition. Rashad White is toast. So I think it's really Bucky, Baker, and Emeka Egbuka.
Yes.
All righty. That's it. We all got the Buccaneers winning this one. The game of the week, Cincinnati Buffalo, one of the few games of the week. Cincinnati Buffalo, Chicago, Green Bay, Jacksonville Indy is a fun game of the week candidate. Houston KC game of the week candidate. There's some good games this week. But next one up is Cincinnati and Buffalo. Cincinnati 4-8. Not what their record says though, because Joe Burrow's back. Buffalo 8-4. Bills 6.5 point home favorites, 51.5 point over under for the Bengals. No Trey Hendrickson. Shaka Hayward is doubtful for the Bills. Joey Bosa and Terrell Bernard are both Josh Palmer is doubtful. Dalton Kincaid and Spencer Brown are questionable. My question is Samaje Perine startable? Because the Bengals are a terrible defense against running backs. Let me pull up my statistics really quick here. So, the Buffalo Bills allow the fourth most fantasy points per game to running back, allowing 4.2 yards after contact to running backs, and they're the only team in the league with allowing over 4 yards per over 4 yards after contact per rush to running back. That was a lot of clauses there in that. My brain got twisted around. So they allow 4.2 yards after contact, and they're the only team over 4 in that. That's another way to put it. They are the number one team in the per touch model that I built this year. So this is an exquisite matchup for Samaje Perine, Chase Brown in the run game. Perine is the RB2, but he is more involved now. He returned from injury last week and he finished with 14 carries, which was just one fewer than carries. And in the game before the game where he got hurt, last full game before last week, he had double digit touches. So if you were in a desperation, do you think that Samaje Perine is startable, or do you think that this is a lot of narrative building and that I'm fooling myself here?
Well, I would like to say you're fooling yourself, especially when we're talking about Samaje Perine, but
yeah.
You definitely, if if you're looking at like Woody Marks or Perine, I might go Perine.
Yeah, I think so, because Perine's going to catch a few passes, and Woody Marks isn't going to catch anything.
So. Right, and he's getting the carries and stuff like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, Samaje Perine or Michael Carter on the Cardinals, because there's no Trey Benson in this one again.
I think I might go with Perine.
All right, Perine or Luther Burden with no Rome Odunze.
I like Burden. I think he's gonna get even more targets.
All right, so he is a deep league flex play is Samaje Perine. I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was interesting that Samaje Perine had a ton of touches last week, and it's a good matchup.
It definitely is a good matchup for him.
Walker wants to know: are we sticking with Khalil Shakir after a bad game last week?
Yes. Against Cincinnati, I think you have to go with it.
Yeah. All right. And this is where I get on my soapbox. Check this out. If Dalton Kincaid doesn't play, Dawson Knox is a top six tight end on the week, I would say.
Yeah. Against the Bengals, yeah.
So let's see. I would start looking at the ranks here. Trey McBride, Brock Bowers, obviously starting over him. Tyler Warren, Travis Kelce. I would probably start him over Kyle Pitts. Mark Andrews, Brent Strange, Juwan Johnson. I would start him at the top of that group. So he would be tight end 5 on the week if there's no Dalton Kincaid. If Dalton Kincaid plays, I would probably put him at 3. I'd put him ahead of Tyler Warren. I'd go McBride, Bowers, Kincaid.
Okay.
Mike, the Cincinnati Bengals lead the NFL in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. They are 5.6 points per game higher than the number 2 team, which is the Jags. Okay.
Wow.
That 5.6 points is the same difference between the Jags, the number 2 team, and the Giants, who are the number 22 team. Just to give an idea of what that looks like, about how far and away better of a matchup they are than any other team in the league against. Like, it's astonishing. And they don't throw the wide receiver, like hardly. They'll throw to Khalil Shakir. They don't throw to Keon Coleman. They don't get the other guys. It's like whoever's starting a tight end there is a weak winner. So
I might even pick him up if he's available.
Dawson Knox, just in case.
Uh-huh.
Just in case, yeah. Whoever's like that's the key to the Millie Maker this week, I think, is starts at tight end for the Bills. So if you make $1 million, give a kick me 20.
Hell yeah.
Because I said the Bengals are bad at guarding tight ends. I'm the only one who's come up with this information. Nobody else. James Cook, Josh Allen, must starts. That's it for the Bills. We all got the Bills winning this. Let's get into the afternoon games, Mike. Denver and Vegas. Walker, infamously, has the Raiders winning. I'm repeating this as much as possible in case Walker goes in and changes it. We can shame them. All right. Denver, 10-2. Vegas, 2-10. Denver, 8.5-point favorites. 40.5-point over-under. Also, I do control the ability to upload this episode, so if the Raiders win, I can just... So Walker is powerless. Walker is powerless here. Denver, like I said, 8.5 favorites, 40.5-point over-under. Nate Adkins and DJ Jones are out for the Broncos. For the Raiders, Alex Bachman, Dante Thornton, and Michael Mayer are out. Dylan Parham, Jordan Meredith, Max Crosby, Jamal Adams, and Jeremy are questionable. My question for this one is RJ Harvey the most mid back in the NFL? Is he the most average back in the NFL? It's just astonishing whenever I watch him. So check this out. Yards created per touch, 24th. Yards per touch overall, 24th. Yards per reception, 21st. True yards per carry, 62nd. Fantasy points per game, 27th. Is he the most average running back in the NFL? I don't have a question for this game.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah, and you're still starting him. That's the thing. It's just like RG Harvey is so boring.
Yeah, yeah. The whole Denver offense is boring. I mean,
yeah.
It really, truly is astonishing that they're 10-2.
I mean, that's all the defense. This team is built around not screwing it up on offense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so is there anybody on the Broncos you're excited to start, or is it just like guys you're like, okay, I'll play them. This is a floor.
Yeah, I think every single available player that you would consider starting is pretty much that. It's okay. I mean, Courtland Sutton, you know, nice floor, probably,
yeah. You
know, Bo Nix, if you're going to start him, you know, yeah, he won't screw up too much. So, yeah, it's just very vanilla.
It is very vanilla, very boring. I'm looking through the things here. Troy Franklin is like, nah, Pat Bryant, Evan Ingram, Marvin Mims. Yeah, I don't care. Every one of these guys is a play. If you had Jahmyr Gibbs, play a Denver Bronco so you don't screw this up.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, play somebody else. Except for I'd rather start RJ Harvey than like Woody Marks. I'd rather start Kyle Manungai. I'd rather start Jalen Warren. I'd rather start Kenneth Walker. So it's like, there's so many other options. So what a boring team. And speaking of boring, if you have Ashton Jeanty or Brock Bowers, start them on the Raiders. Otherwise, do not. All right, Mike, yep. you are sane. Who do you have winning this?
I have the Denver Broncos.
So do I. Walker, crazy person. Las Vegas Raiders.
All righty. Raiders win this, I swear. It would be so funny.
I swear, dude. I would be so mad. I keep getting so close to... I keep, like... touching Walker in the rank. I keep like being one game back of Walker in the standings for the pick'em, and then I just fall back. So alrighty, let's go to the next game. Chicago and Green Bay. Chicago will be 9-4 after this one because they are currently 9-3. Green Bay 8-3-1. Green Bay 6-point favorites, 45.5-point over under. I am unfortunately rooting for the Green Bay Packers because I saw somebody did a playoff machine to get the Niners to the one seed, and it's actually incredibly plausible. So I just need one of the things involves Chicago losing to Green Bay. So injuries in this one: Roma Dunze out, Ruben Hippolyte also out, as is Tyreek Stevenson. For the Packers, Marshawn Lloyd, Savion Williams is out. My golf league team, no. Marshawn Lloyd, Savion Williams, Lucas Van Ness, Colin Oliver, and Devontae Wyatt are out. Matthew Golden, Jaden Reed, Brenton Cox, Nate Hobbs, and Javon Bullard are questionable. My question for this game is Kyle Manungai, RB2. So Kyle Manungai, I think that you just have to set and forget him in your RB2 spot or your flex spot if you don't have better options. Here are his last 5 weeks: RB3, RB32, RB23, RB24, and RB8. He is averaging 16 carries and one catch per game across the span, and he is averaging averaging 90 total touchdowns in the last 5 games. But the Packers have the 10th lowest fantasy points allowed to running backs. I would start him over guys like Woody Marks, Kareem Hunt, Jordan Mason, Kenny Gainwell, Bam Knight. But I would you flex him over? I'll ask you this: would you flex him over Christian Watson?
No.
What about Emeka Egbuka?
Yes.
What about Jaylen Waddle?
No.
What about AJ Brown?
It's just depending on if AJ Brown has one of those games, then you're gonna definitely say no. But
so you want to give the answer on Monday?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great plan. I'm going to say yes. I don't think AJ Brown's going to have one of those games.
All right. Sounds good. What do we think? So no Roma Dunze in this one. What do you think this does to the wide receiver room, DJ Moore and Luther Burden for this week?
I definitely think the arrow's up for Luther Burden. With DJ Moore, I don't think it matters. That guy has just almost become non-existent.
He's very, like, who knows what you're going to get out of him. You know, it's like week to week, you cannot depend on DJ Moore for anything.
Exactly.
So Luther Burden, I feel like people are going to get over their skis and start Luther Burden when I want to say he's more of a DFS dart throw guy, a cheap guy to get in your lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Luther Burden. Sorry, I just had to plug my laptop in. It had come unplugged at the plug, and I had no idea. Cowards. So the Fantasy Pros consensus ranking had ZJ Moore at 42, and wide receiver 43 was Luther. That was before the injury, so. I would probably boost DJ Moore up to like wide receiver 30 and Luther Burden just to like 37.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, Luther Burden could do nothing. This could also be a huge Colston Loveland game. I think you want to start Colston Loveland. If you have him available to you, I think Mike, I think this lowers the ceiling for Caleb Williams. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Without their best receiver, it's always difficult to get the offense moving just because the next player up has to perform to that standard. And these guys, Burden, and DJ Moore was, but not so much anymore, aren't that number one wide receiver alpha guy anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I would move, this would move Caleb Williams like out of the starters ranks for me, especially because Green Bay is a good defense. So he was borderline to begin with.
Right.
So yeah, I would not want to start Caleb Williams this week. We've talked to DeAndre Swift to death. He's a back end RB2. He's in that group that we keep talking about this week. And like I said, I would start Colston Loveland. I think Roma Dunze means they'll lean on the run game and get Colston Loveland more involved. I would probably have him at, I would say tight end 12, looking at the consensus ranks, probably tight end 11, actually. I would boost him up over Zach Ertz, Aronde Gadsden, Dalton Schultz, and Darren Wall.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you disagree? I know you disagree with Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is your tight end one every
Zach Ertz is always up there. No, for the most part, I agree. Yes.
All right. Sounds good. I think that's it for the Bears. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. Walker wants to know if Romeo Dobbs is receiver 3. We talked about this weeks ago before Christian Watson came back. Let's see, Romeo Dobbs, since Christian Watson came back a few games ago. Let's see. He has four fewer targets in three of the last four games. His one game with over four targets, he had eight targets, four catches, 53 yards against the Giants. He's simply not doing anything. I would say Romeo Doubs, not a wide receiver. I would say Christian Watson, a high-end wide
receiver. I agree. It looks like it's definitely the Christian Watson show.
Oh, I mean, he's the best player in this passing game.
Yeah, and he's finally living up to it.
Yeah, like I quoted those last four games for Doubs since, you know, Watson's really gotten rolling. The same four game span for Watson, four catches for 55 yards. And he scored three touchdowns in the last four games. Like that is prime wide receiver three territory right there. So, let's see, Mike, Christian Watson let's play a little game. Christian Watson or we've already talked about all these guys. It's the same group. Christian Watson or Michael Wilson.
Ooh, I like Michael Wilson a lot. I'm gonna go Michael Wilson.
Christian Watson or Devonta Smith.
Christian Watson.
Christian Watson or here, let's do this. You can take the points from Amon-Ra St. Brown last night, his 15.2 points, or start Christian Watson.
I think I'll go Amon-Ra.
I think so too. I think it's gonna be hard to top that. Like to bank those 15.2 points will be really nice. So let's see. Josh Jacobs must start. Luke Musgrave, do not start. Jordan Love, back in QB1. Jordan Love or Jacoby Brissett?
Oh, another tough one. I'm going to go Jacoby.
Love or Baker?
Baker.
Love or Trevor Lawrence?
Love.
Love or Danny Dimes?
Love.
All right, perfect. We all got Green Bay winning this one. Let's move on to the next game. We got three left. At the end of the season, they are who we thought they were. There's not a lot to talk about teams. Rams and the Cardinals. Rams are 9-3, 3-9. Rams 7.5-point favorites. Jam the over on that, or jam that. Jam the over on the 48.5. The Rams are going sicko mode, and the Cardinals will catch up in garbage time. Darius Williams is doubtful for the Rams. Tutu Atwell, Puna Ford are questionable. That's weird that is upside down. Oh, no, it's not. I take that back. Trey Benson, Amari DiMercato, Greg Dortch, Marvin Harrison, Christian Jones, LJ Collier, Walter Nolan, Max Melton, and Dadrian Taylor-Demerson are all out for the Arizona Cardinals. Mike, you are starting at right defensive end. So good luck.
All right.
Yeah. Xavier Weaver and Kelvin Beachum are questionable. Yeah. This is like two running backs, two wide receivers, an offensive lineman, two defensive linemen, two DBs are all out.
Jeez.
Whoo. Yikes. Okay. So that means it's Michael Wilson. And who is the wide receiver? Xavier Weaver. And I only know that name because he's questionable. let's see. Arizona Cardinals depth chart. Let's see. Andy Isabella? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
oh my god. Andre Bacchelia. I forgot about that guy. So with no Greg Dortch, no Marvin Harrison.
Oh, Dortch is out too?
Yeah, no Dortch, no Harrison. So their starters are Michael Wilson, Xavier Weaver, Andre Bacchelia. They will probably be pulling up. I've only heard of one guy on their practice squad. And that's because he's a former 49er. Trent Sherfield.
Oh, Sherfield, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they got Jeff Driscoll on the practice squad. Shout out Jeff Driscoll. All right. Everybody in my office called me Jeff Driscoll, but not because of the quarterback. And when I worked for Farmers, we had to do transcriptions of our recorded statements that we took with folks sometimes, and they would always buy his name. And one time it was Jeff Driscoll. And I was like, hey, that's the name of the quarterback from Florida. And everybody's like, that's just a funny name. We're going to call you Jeff Driscoll. I was like, great. Thanks, guys. Also, he's got an absolute dump truck of an ass. If anybody wants to go look up that picture. Insane picture. Yes. Just go ahead and look that up. All right, Mike, your question is about Davante Adams.
Yes, he's going to score a touchdown for the seventh straight game.
Yes, he's their goal line back, Mike.
Pretty much.
It's killing me. He has like a million goal end zone targets. Like, he is their goal line back. It's because he and Stafford are two future Hall of Famers, the only guys in the league that instantly make a back shoulder fade work. They're the only, like, it takes literally two future Hall of Famers to make that work in the end zone, and they just do it constantly. And it's, you know, it works.
So, I love that little 1 yard. I don't know even know what kind of pass it is, but it's they get down to the 1 yard line. They have that direct pass right to Davante Adams, and
oh, that little like works. Where he just kind of like backs into the end zone. He just, yes. Like boxes out the guy and he's like, doot. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so it is wild. Yeah. So yeah, I think it is seventh straight game. And Mike, you weren't here on Tuesday when I was borderline crying on air. A guy in my home league, my dynasty home league, I think he's making a bid to win this year, despite the fact I thought I was going to make it three in a row. On Tuesday, he traded for Davante Adams, Rice.
Davante Adams, Rasheed Rice, and who?
Chase Brown.
Wow.
He has like no draft picks for the next 2 years. He has all fourths and fifths.
Talking about going all in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw, and I'm the commissioner, so I see these trades and I have to push them through. I'm like, no. And I see he traded for Davante Adams. I was like, oh, okay. And then he traded for Rasheed Rice. I was like, no. And then I saw Chase Brown. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to lose it. So yeah, seventh straight game for him. Puka's must start. I think Blake Corum can get sneaky because this is going to be a blowout and they're probably going to run a lot in the second half, like 13, 14 carries. Kyren Williams is starting. Matthew Stafford must start. Fairly straightforward for the Los Angeles Rams. For the Arizona Cardinals, is Michael Wilson a must start wide receiver, Mike?
Yes, I think so.
So last week, 7 targets, 3 catches, 36 yards. In his 2 weeks without Marvin Harrison Jr., 25 catches on 33 targets, 303 yards. He finished as a top 10 wide receiver both times, despite not scoring a touchdown. No Marvin Harrison Jr. this week, and the Rams are a neutral. I agree. He is a must-start wide receiver. He is the guy earlier that I said I would start over Emeka Egbuka. I would, and I am. I made that switch today. So yeah. I benched Emeka Buka for Michael Wilson. I think Michael Wilson could be a league winner. Judging what their injury report looks like right now, they are going to lose this game and they will be 3-10. They already declared that Kyler Murray's not coming back for the season. This could be a, let's just start shelving our guys. Let's make sure, Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't exacerbate it, cause any, you know, compensation issues like an Achilles tear or something like that. And Michael Wilson could, you know, win this one down the stretch. What do you think about Bam Knight as a flex player this week?
That running game is not all that great. Flex play, sure, why not?
All right. Yeah, so last week, Bam Knight had 11 carries for 62 yards, 3 targets, 3 catches, 36 yards, and a score. I think he's going to end up in a lot of the same ballpark, but this is a classic. Do not watch this game. Just look at the box score.
Yeah, like, see it develop.
Yeah, distract yourself with Chicago and Green instead. That's the only good game in the late. Denver, Vegas, Chicago, Green Bay, and Rams. Those are the three late games this week.
Sheesh. Why are there so few late games? I hate that.
The Niners are on bye. The two NFC West teams are playing each other. Seahawks are playing on the East Coast. Two AFC West teams are playing each other. KC's in primetime and the Chargers. So it's like just got all spread out, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. It sucks. The late window hasn't been too great this year, honestly. Like even the Niners haven't been playing in the late window. Alrighty. Trey McBride's must start. Jacoby Brissett, if you have Jacoby Brissett, you already know if you're starting him or not. Like, he will put up the same game for you every week. About 300 yards, about 15 rushing yards, about 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
I have been so happy with him over Kyler Murray in my Superflex league. Like, the moment they bench Kyler Murray, it's been like a revelation to have Jacoby Brissett on my team. Oh, boy. Is that good for Kyler Murray's future? Mike, where does Kyler Murray play next year?
Cleveland?
Nah, I don't think Cleveland. Do you know where he's going to play?
Huh?
Minnesota.
Minnesota's a good spot. Raiders, maybe.
Maybe the Raiders. Yeah. I'm really hoping that the Cardinals give Jacoby Brissett like 2 years, $30 million or something like that to be a bridge quarterback. And then they ship Kyler Murray off to God knows where. All right, we all got the Rams winning this one. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. This one's going to be a banger. I'm going to be sat for Houston and KC because I think Houston will get after the Chiefs. I'm actually changing my pick. I'm going. The more I've been thinking about it, the Houston Texans, baby, are going to win this one. I'm sorry, Mike. Houston 7-5, Chiefs 6-6, KC 4.5 point home favorites, 43.5 point over under. Jamal Hill and Jalen Reed are for the Texans. Kamari Lassiter is questionable. For the Chiefs, Nico Remigio is out, as is Chris Roland Wallace. Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith are both doubtful. Walker wants to know, is Nico the only recommended start on the Houston Texans offense? So let's go player by player. CJ Stroud, would you recommend starting him?
No.
Woody Marks, we have talked to death.
Yes.
So we'll say he's somewhere between RB 22 and 27. Yeah. Nick Chubb?
No.
Touchdown desperation flex, I think. Nico Collins?
Yes.
Jaden Higgins?
No.
I feel like Jaden Higgins is a guy that you can start, but not a guy that you should or must start. Casey's defense is good, but Jaden Higgins has been getting a ton of targets. I wrote about him in the Sleepers article this week. If you check that out on footballobserity.com. Not giving you this for free. Go give us clicks. What about Dalton Schultz?
No.
No. So, Mike, you think Nico is the only recommended start on Houston?
Yeah.
I feel like I could agree with that. I feel like it's like 1.5. Check this out. It's 2, but it's Woody Marks floor play is half a play, and Jaden Higgins PPR scam guy is the other half play. It's like Woody Marks will get 8 PPR points, but that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I was going to say, and the thing with the Woody Marks is he will also get 8 standard scoring points because man does not catch passes.
Even though he's a good receiver.
It drives me up a wall, Mike. He's the second best pass catcher in this class, and they simply do not throw him the football at all.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's go to the other side, the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to know about the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Over under 2 touchdowns.
Is this total, so passing and rushing?
Oh, good point. Yeah, total touchdowns.
I don't know why I asked that, because I'm going to say he's going to have 2 passing touchdowns. I'm pushing. 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns total? Okay.
2 touchdowns even on the dot. Bingo, bingo.
Yeah, I agree. I think two touchdowns on the dot is exactly where he's going to end up.
This game is going to be like 24-27 Texas. Yeah. Three touchdowns for the Chiefs, two passing, one rushing. Kareem Hunt goal line carry. Texans get three touchdowns, one to Nico, one to Dalton Schultz, and then they run one in and two field goals. Bang, 27-24. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Texans. All right, you're starting Rashee Rice. Kareem Hunt is in that same group that we talked. Like, but I think he scores a touchdown. And Travis Kelce's must start. And is that it? Xavier Worthy? I think these defenses are too good.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tight battle, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. I think it'll be a really back and forth game. I'm really excited for it. And I have the Houston Texans coming out victorious. Mike and Walker siding with the evil empire, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, more hoping the Chiefs win. This will be one of the few times I'll actually be rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh my God. That's like I reminded Walker that in a couple weeks, Walker's going to be rooting for the Bears when the Niners and the Bears play on Monday Night Football. I was like, you are going to be cheering Brock Purdy. Walker was like, I simply will not watch the game. I was like, you're not going to watch Monday Night Football? He was like, oh, God damn it. It's Monday Night Football. I forgot. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
You're going to be cheering for Brock Purdy. You're going to be cheering for the Flexi Flex. Sooner or later, everybody cheers for Brock. Go, Mike. One day he'll cheer for. Is he gonna Dougie again?
Yeah.
Oh man, they'd be like, "Smooth, what? Can you teach me how to purdy?" You know why? Because I do all these teams dirty. I hope Walker listens to the end and can go, "Oh my God, don't ever do that again." All right, let's go on to the last game of the week: Philly and the Chargers. Philly 8-4, Chargers also 8-4. Philly 1.5 point road favorites, 42.5 point over under. No official injury reports for this game yet because they released those on Saturday for Monday Night Football. But just by checking the news, Jalen Carter is week to week, so he's likely out with double shoulder surgery. I'm still very confused what that means and why he's only week to week and why he got it now.
Yeah.
For the Chargers, Justin Herbert had hand surgery. He was limited in practice, but he's looking like he's going to play. He wants to play. If you're relying on Justin Herbert, God bless you. Go pick up Trey Lance and good luck. Quentin Johnston and Omarion Hampton practiced in full on Friday, so it looks like we're not getting 2 weeks in a row. Omarion Hampton rug pull. So, Mike, you wanted to know about this run game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, is Barkley going to be top 12 this week?
Let's see Saquon Barkley against the Chargers. Chargers are not a good rushing matchup. He hasn't been doing much lately, but I feel that he's not going to score a touchdown because they're going to tush push it. No. RB15. I'm not benching him, but I think he's gonna finish as RB15 this
year. Yeah, I agree. I think he's definitely gonna finish below top 12. Now, okay. I also had a second part of this question: Is Saquon Barkley Madden cursed, or is he still with the top? What is he, top 13 now?
I mean, he's still fine. He's just not Saquon Barkley.
Right, exactly.
I'll say it's the Madden curse. I'll do it. I'll be a sicko like that. Yeah, Madden curse. I mean, who was on the game last year? Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Yeah, they said the curse was over. The curse was merely napping. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I'll say he's cursed. AJ Brown. Volatile back end wide receiver too. Would you start AJ Brown or Egbuka? Did I ask you that?
I don't remember. I think maybe, but I'll answer it anyways. I'll go AJ Brown.
All right, AJ Brown or Michael Wilson.
Brown.
AJ Brown or Devonta Smith?
Brown.
Okay. Devonta Smith or... I'm trying to see where... Devonta Smith or... Jameson Williams already played. Jaylen Warren.
I'll go Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith or Rad Lad McConkey.
I'll go Lad.
Lad? Okay. All right. Walker's question. Don't play Dallas Paydirt. The Paydirt days are over.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah. All right. Walker wants to know, what does the Omarion Hampton, Kamani Vidal split look like in this one? I think it's going to be like 65% Omarion Kamani Vidal. I think that Omarion Hampton, if he's playing, you play him. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to get him in there.
Yeah. And then Aronde Gadsden, go find another tight end option. Weeks, don't play him. We agree that Ladd McConkey has started receiver.
Yes, especially lately.
Yeah. QJ, boom bust, wide receiver 3. Would you rather start QJ or Jordan Addison?
QJ.
QJ or Chris Godwin?
Godwin.
QJ or Xavier Worthy?
QJ.
QJ or Romeo Dobbs?
Romeo.
Okay, and this is all according under the option that Justin Herbert do not play anybody but Omari Hampton and Edmund McConkey. Correct?
Correct. Yes.
And Keenan, I'll get him out of my face.
Yes, he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he gone. He gone. All right. I'm realizing again, sorry, going back, I want to go back to Cincinnati and Buffalo really quick. Just saying, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, Chase Brown, all must start. All right. Thank you. I just realized we skipped past that because they were awesome. All right, Mike, that's it. We did it. Week 15 is up next. Week 14 is in the books for recording. So, for Mike, this is Jeff, and Walker's grandma. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a
bye.
Where's my Werther's originals?